Today is September the 22nd, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew, and we call it Just Jesus. But before we read his powerful words for today, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the Ancient of Days, the beginning and the end, the creator of all things, the desire of our hearts. You are eternally steadfast and the final authority in all decisions. Yet you are the gentle shepherd, and you are high and lifted up, indescribable, and you are Jesus Christ, the key to everything, Lord, the living God, and the master workman. Nothing is impossible with you. You're the opener of our hearts and the powerful God. You are the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be. You raise the dead, you still the storm, and you are the teacher of teachers. You're unbelievably awesome and very good. You are the witness to all that matters and extraordinary in all of your ways. You are Yahweh, and you are zealous for us. Great and mighty God, we come to you as educators in the public schools, Lord. We are the bus drivers and the substitutes, and we are the crossing guards and the teachers and the administrators. We are your Christians in the public schools, Lord, and we walk with Jesus Christ each and every day. Show us how to be wholly bold with grace and to be legal, Lord, to do it in a way that is contagious and shows that we love Jesus. We are your ambassadors and we need your help. Thank you, Lord. We ask for all of this in the amazing name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we are in Matthew 7 today, continuing in the Sermon on the Mount. So what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? As Jesus continued with the Sermon on the Mount, he said, the Word of God, Matthew 7, verses 6 to 11. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and attack you. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened. Or which of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? The Word of God, Matthew 7, verses 6 to 11. Praise God for the preserved words of Jesus the Christ. The second thing that we do is to listen to a short excerpt from a song, and then I read the lyrics for you. So this is the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir singing, He Loves Me.
I was lost in my sin when he found me, broken and in despair, desperately searching for something, and someone who would care.
I was lost in my sin when he found me, broken and in despair, despite searching for something and someone who would care. Then I met Christ the Savior, who gave his life for me, overwhelmed by his mercy and all he's done for me. He loved me, forgave me. My life has changed since Jesus came, and loved me, forgave me. I know I'll never be the same. Now I see, now I believe, now I know his love for me. When I think of how far I've wandered, wounded and filled with shame, I stand amazed that he loved me before I called on his name. I've heard the love of Jesus, but never thought it could be that he could show such mercy and save someone like me. He loved me, forgave me. My life has changed since Jesus came and loved me, forgave me. I know I'll never be the same. Now I see, now I believe, now I know his love for me. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in the reading of the red letter words of Jesus and listening to a few songs about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray. And we have a very special prayer each and every school day at 1:16 p.m. And we pray at that crazy time because it is based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today, on September the 22nd, we're going to be praying that our students have a teachable spirit all year long. Isn't that just the heart of every educator? And so, my friends, when 1:16 rolls around and you don't remember that prompt, don't you worry. Just pray, for the needs are many on your campus, you can be sure. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals this year. And we are presently in his series called Teacher Take Courage. Today's is entitled Courage in the Storm. And the scripture he has chosen is from Acts 27, verses 22 to 25. But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. Last night, an angel of the God whose I am and whom I serve stood beside me and said, "Do not be afraid. So keep your courage, men, for I have faith in God." The ship was being shaken by a mighty storm. Paul, all the other prisoners, and the crew were extremely frightened. The ship's captain had disregarded Paul's warning not to sail, and the crew and the passengers now found themselves in the tempest's belly. Despite the captain's arrogant disregard of God's prophecy through Paul, God still had mercy and promised to spare every life aboard the ship. Paul, who recognized God as his master, declared fearlessly that his faith in Christ would be the deciding factor in everyone's fate, not their fear. Most of us have or will experience storm years in our profession. Where do we turn when there is a tempest in our classrooms and profession? Do we say confidently like Paul, "We have faith in the God whose we are and whom we serve"? Marlene, a young high school math teacher, faced her most difficult year yet. Saddled with 5 different class preparations, every day she went to school, she felt like she was walking into a storm. Marlene scarcely knew what to do with the lowest performing 12th grade math students that she had been assigned to teach. Many had failed their state mandated math tests 3 years in a row. These students were part of a school designated as low performing because it did not meet the federal testing standards. Many of Marlene's math students struggled with learning disabilities, and English was their second language. Several were special ed students, and some had criminal records. Into this cauldron of despair, Marlene braced herself for what she believed would be a tumultuous year. Marlene, a young woman of faith and courage, knew that she could only survive by constantly praying for herself and her students. She invited other teachers to meet and pray with her on Tuesday mornings before school. But few attended. Most Tuesdays, she was alone in her classroom, seeking God's face. She realized that her only strength came from being in his presence. These days and times of committed prayer became the calm, the eye in Marlene's storm, the time and place where she received God's strength, peace, perspective, and inspiration to carry on. During the course of the storm year, one of Marlene's students' parents was brutally murdered. The murder made the national headlines and looked to be the avenue for disaster for this precious student. Marlene, with another teacher, visited the home of the student who had lost her mother. As Marlene visited the student's grandparents, she prayed for them and with them in their home. She gave them God's comfort. She showed them the calm, the eye, the peace to be found in their family storm. That storm year ended with great success for Marlene and her students. Over 95% of the students passed their exit-level state math exams. At the year's end, Marlene meditated on the level of intensity of prayer, fasting, and intercession her students had required. It was then that she realized the year of greatest pain and the greatest professional trials had produced the greatest year of spiritual harvest in her life. Is this school year a storm year for you? How are you handling it? If this is a smooth sailing year, do you see staff members around you who are in the storm? Are you being an assistance to them and reaching out to them with Christ's hope and courage? Are you directing them to the calm found in the middle of the storm? The prayer. Lord, grant students, parents, and staff courage in the midst of personal and professional storms. Lead us into your presence in prayer, into the calm eye of these storms. May not even one of them be lost. And that was our daily devotional, written by Don Clark. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days, is to offer up a quote for the day. And this comes from A.A. Milne from Winnie the Pooh. A little consideration, a little thought of others, makes all the difference. And now as we close out our time together, I would love to remind you of the incredible words of Jesus the Christ from today, from Matthew 7, verses 6 to 11. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and attack you. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Oh, dear Father, our good, good Father. Oh, how often we forget. Father, forgive our forgetfulness and help us to remember what a good, good Father you are. We are asking, we are seeking, and we are knocking on your door for the help that we need to love our students and our colleagues today. Thank you, Lord. We ask all of this in the amazing name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.